time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. The main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go
deal, what's the deal?
What's the word? Wild and Wacky Wednesdays. What's the deal? What's going crazy out here in the content streets, man? What's the deal? What's happening, man? How y'all feeling?
Shit, man, I'm feeling good.
Man, I'm great. I told you I just came buffing from a park on this set. get back to the roots. You got to start from the ground up. But one thing before we start, shout out to them Eagles, man. 1-0. We doing our
man,
shit. Let's get
that,
it, man. I just got to put
Nation.
That in the air, man.
Hey, it's still Ram Nation. We had a minor slip up, but we back. You feel me? We be back next week. Don't trip. What it's looking like, though? What it's looking like out here, man? There's a lot going on. People out here causing a lot of ruckus. No pun intended. hey, and to all the viewers out there, if you see 50 hit a 50, you see 50 push-ups, do 50 push-ups, man. We pushing the fitness, mind, body, and soul, health and wealth. Get your mind right, get your money right, get your body right. But yeah, what's the deal though? Cali, what's up, man?
Man, what's good? What y'all want to start with?
Man, talk to us, man. We vibing today, man. We off script. Ain't no
Kendrick,
script.
Kendrick just dropped a new song. We can get into that.
Oh, okay, Drop bombs on that. K-Dot just dropped. What's the analysis on the song? They saying it's a Drake diss. They saying it's a DJ Academic diss. They saying it's a Cameron and Mace diss. They saying he dissed a lot of people. And me and bro was literally just in here vibing to it, talking about it. And a lot of the content is exactly what we talk about on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Exactly what we've been saying episode after episode after episode. You get in where you fit in, or we taking you out basically by force. He was on some aggressive intelligence type of vibes, the way he's
facts.
Talking.
Yeah. I like the song overall. Most people ain't gonna like it because you know most motherfuckers is common senseless and they like everything that you want to dance to. Everything about music ain't just about dancing. But Cuz spoke a lot of real shit in there. And from a lot of things I got from it is Kendrick being Kendrick. I think Kendrick been fed up with the industry. He been fed up with a lot of shit. He been fed up on the way niggas act towards the West Coast. And Cuz not holding back. I think Cuz is really letting loose now on the things he feel and what he believe in. On top of that, it's time to destroy and rebuild. It's more so out with the fake and with the real. And that's what I got from what Kendrick is doing.
Yeah, just to piggyback off that, it seems like he has been observing what's been going on in the community from a hip-hop stance as well as just within the black culture for the last few years. I feel like we've really took a downhill approach, especially in rap the last couple of years, and I feel like that's him coming out now being like pretty much, you know what I mean? I'm drawing a line in the sand. We pushing this aggressive intelligence over here, or y'all niggas could be over there in the circus, but he's sounding like he wants to get rid of, you know what I mean, anything on that side. And I thought that was cool. I thought how he even said he kind of shot a shot at Drake, how he said he walked him down, but he was like, it's still all love, but it's tough love. Sometimes some shit got to result in violence. So he said a lot of little different things. I think he was even dissing Joe Budden. Me personally, that's kind of what I
Joey?
Thought. Yeah, I thought he was dissing Joe because the shit you sent too about how, you know, they was supposedly talking before Joe kind of said that. Joe has created a lot of narratives within the podcast realm, I think amongst other people like ACT, NFR, podcast, et cetera. So I think he was speaking to all of them, creating the narratives that a lot of us is running with. He was speaking to, you know, niggas tripping in gang politics over shit like, you know what I mean, Dirty Mackin. He was speaking to a lot of problems that we just have in a culture that I think as somebody who, you know, is as mature as he seems to be within his music, he getting tired of this.
Yeah,
shit.
To quote him, he said, the radio personality pushing propaganda for salary, let me know when they turn up as a casualty. Influencers talk down because I'm not with the basic shit. But they don't hate me. They hate, what do you say? But they don't hate me. They hate the man that I represent. The type of man that never dick ride because I want a favor. So basically saying, which I actually pointed out, and the video went viral, how it seemed as if every radio personality, every influencer, everybody on the East Coast who has a major platform was dick riding Drake. I pointed that out. The video went viral. And it seems as if Kendrick noticed the same thing. Because it's like, damn, y'all out here dick riding because y'all want a Drake feature. Y'all out here dick riding because y'all want a Drake interview. Nobody's calling it straight down the middle. So he directly called out everybody without putting a name on it. So it was more one of those, hey, if the shoe fit, wear it type of thing. And that could fit a lot of people. That's why they throwing out names like Cameron and Mace. They coming in with the OVO jackets on and breaking down the diss records. Hold on, nigga. How you breaking down diss records from both sides with OVO jackets on? Automatically, you biased. We all know Maul, the biggest glazer on the internet. He's still dick-sucking Drake after everybody said he lost. Even Act damn near admitted Drake lost. And Maul's still glazing this nigga. So, yeah, K-Dot pretty much has drawn a line in the sand. And with the street politics, the street shit that's going on, I feel he sat back and watched everybody make a fool of the West on these podcasts, politicking all this gangbang shit, and it sounded like he fed up with it as well. And he basically was saying, man, listen, a lot of these dudes is canceled to the culture, and you might got to inflict violence to get peace, which is what we preach.
Yeah, yeah, for real. I think, again, he threw that out there, and if the shoe fits, wear it. Like, I feel like that was his whole vibe to it. Like, he's not sugarcoating shit no more. He not maybe standing next to certain niggas and tolerating certain things. If y'all aren't ready to progress and go to the next level, then y'all getting left behind.
That pretty much sums all that up.
Good song, though, and I think it's strategic. He dropped it on 9/11, which is crazy.
I
thought about that. Like,
I didn't think about that.
I was just thinking about any little thing I could think. That. Like, bro dropped this shit on 9/11.
Hold on,
like,
yeah, he dropped the bomb.
He
kind of
tweaked it. Yeah,
he dropped the bomb. Hey, and then the artwork, he had the old beat up black Air Force Ones. Like, I'm ready for war. It's wartime. Yeah. So that's why they're saying it was a pop shot at Drake, because Drake was rumored to have one of the round two. And K-Dot came out and said, man, ain't no round two.
Yeah,
he threw a little subliminal at the Super Bowl. Like, man, ain't no round two. What you mean, round two?
I just look at, like you said, he put the black forces. Everybody know what that means when you put them black forces
laced
on.
Laced up, yep.
Oh, no, it's you in that mode. You on that time. So I just think Kendrick is too smart for the average person. And Cud doing what he doing, he picking this shit apart. And we watching everything fall apart. Like you said, 9/11, the buildings fell down. A lot of these buildings is falling down and crumbling in 2024, as we seeing.
And I love how you said it's time to watch the party die. Like, because when you really think about hip-hop lately, that's really what it's been, is one big party. You got the drunk, stupid bitches over here. You got the niggas over here, like he said, that are using material things to flex. Meanwhile, they got insecurities. It's a lot of different things that I feel like he was pointing out when he was saying time to watch the party die.
And on top of that, I know he phrased something about the circus. And I think that's where it goes too against of what he's saying. Like, yes, we might be of the same culture or the same people, but the ones that stuck in this circus, I'm not even wasting my time on these niggas no more. And the niggas that's on the time with him, it's like we might have to go against these niggas also. So that's what I sometimes can supersede and think that what he means, like, if people are going against, if we got to fight against these clowns in the circus, then whoever's standing with us going to stand with us. And then when the smoke clear, nigga, the real going to prevail at the end of the day.
You know, with Kendrick, like, and you know, we're going to have to listen to this a few more times and in a couple more days, a little bit.
Nigga, I wish we could play that motherfucker right now.
Nah, for sure. Like, to get a full breakdown. But with the whole, we got to let the party die, that could mean a number of things. But again, rap has turned into, like you said, one big party where if you can't dance to the record, people saying it's not hot. Like, immediately, I'm looking at the reviews and people going, man, I was waiting on a beat switch up. He rapped to this monotone beat the whole 5 minutes. Like, bro, do you know any history of hip hop? Every song don't have to be an up-tempo beat. Sometimes slow song, slow methodical, it depends on, can hit. It depends on the content, on the context of the song. So people automatically looking for another not like us, but every song's not going to be not like us. Just sit back and enjoy the damn music. Like, he really was breaking a lot of shit down, and people just want
to
party.
Can we name... Not to cut you off, my bad. We can't name one classic album in history where the whole project was dance party songs. Not one ever on this earth. Not one real MC that's here up to date from the 90s to the 80s for wherever that had party songs. They may have had a couple hits, but 9 times out of 10, you broke down their lyrics and their music. You wasn't just sitting here trying to dance and Party and Pop Perks on every fucking song that you hear. And that's the problem with the music now, like we say, is that everything has to be a party song. Everything has to be something for the, what we call it?
The club.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the whatever it is, the bigger labels and shit like that, mm-hmm. that they look for, like you said. So
mainstream.
Exactly, and the mainstream. And what's
wild is, I actually pointed out a couple episodes ago that, damn, the culture only wants to have fun. Like, we don't want to handle business. Yeah. We don't want to do anything business oriented. All we want to do is have fun. And Kendrick basically was saying, hey, it's time to shut the fun down and let's start handling business. Let's get the vultures out. I mean, shit, if I could, I would trade half you niggas for Nip. I ain't fucking with none of y'all.
No, don't quote me. I think he says, y'all party more than bitches. What are y'all working for? He literally said that, like we are partying more than the girls would party or more than, you know, anybody would like to party. What are we really working for? He said something like, if you show gluttony with no... damn, I don't know the lyrics.
Probably should look it up. Yeah, look it up. Rip. Yeah. Like, but and don't quote us on shit. Everything. We better listen to the song a few times, and niggas is still grasping all that. And you know Kendrick music, you gotta break take the layers down. Off of it, like he said. But it's good. It's good to see Kendrick still dropping on his time and doing what he needs to do because he's ahead of his time. A lot of people won't catch the drift until they catch up, besides the ones that's already getting it that fuck with him.
Now here's the question. Does Drake respond? No. Or does Drake fall back and let him just continue his
Drake,
wave
I think,
on
I
to
think,
the Super Bowl?
I think Drake needs to stay in his own lane. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a flame that can't be put out. You know what I mean? He operating under a God spirit, in my opinion. Kendrick mm-hmm. is tapped all the way in. So you can't buy this nigga. He ain't selling his soul. A lot of things is going in his favor. The more these niggas is hating on him, the more this niggas is rising. And he's doing everything that goes against what hip-hop is supposed to do, or dropping consistent, doing all this other shit, cuz putting his stamp when he wants to, moving on his own time, putting out the messages he want to put. I don't think nothing is going to really be able to stop that.
Man, it's crazy. Everything y'all saying, like, and I don't think Drake will respond with a rap. I think he'll respond with, like, an Instagram post. Nigga going to wear some white forces or something. He going to do some stupid shit. You feel me? That ain't going to really hold no weight. But that beef is packed up and done. I mean, if he do respond, that's on him. But I don't think it's going to hit the way he
I don't look
it
at
to.
It. To me, I don't look at it like it's just shots. I think it's shots at whoever he spoke to. Like exactly. Like you just said, the shoe fit weird. And if it don't apply, let it fly. 9 times out of 10, he's generalizing the industry. It's too many people just to speak and say, oh, this is this person, this is that person. He's sitting back watching these niggas. He watching all these podcasts go against him. Like he even said in the beginning of one of them disses, I see that everybody is against the West. Niggas got hate on the West. So he understands all this. He's mixing in the industry. He's tapped in with way more people than people know. Just because we don't see him at these parties and all this shit don't mean cut don't got connects to niggas' phone calls and certain type of shit. And on top of that, for niggas hating on him about the Super Bowl shit, he's connected to Jay. I'm pretty sure they've had plenty of lunches or certain things going on behind the scenes that people don't even know.
A brief intermission. Y'all gonna stop saying the West Coast podcast scene only talks about game banging and nothing else. Y'all gonna stop saying the West Coast podcast scene doesn't have any versatility. Y'all gonna stop saying the West Coast podcast scene doesn't have any substance. Y'all are only watching the West Coast podcast that only talk about game banging. Y'all are only watching the West Coast podcast that only talk about street shit and politics and lack substance. Y'all aren't watching the politics who have substance, who show versatility, who talk about a number of different topics, because this is one of those podcasts. We done talked about over 200-300 topics. One of these days, I'm going to make a list of all the diverse shit we done talked about. So to sit here and say West Coast podcasts only talk about gang shit is a slap in the face to everybody that's out here putting in work and actually giving high-level, high-power content, actually trying to educate their viewers while simultaneously entertaining their viewers. So maybe you need to switch up what the fuck is coming across your algorithm, because the West Coast is here, and we running shit the viral way.
Easy call.
And this how y'all say he not even popping out. I wanted to bring up this lyric. He said, they wonder why I'm not enthused to drop. The more visible you get, the more your spiritual is tried. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like how you were kind of saying, like, he's tapped in with God all the way. He understands how much energy it takes to be out within the industry and how it can drain you negatively. And that's why he strategically stays away to keep his power. That's how I really feel about bro. Like, everything is strategic. But I did want to touch on, too, I think this is why I liked Not Like Us, but it also was a gift and a curse, is because now you got niggas that are expecting that kind of music from Kendrick when, in my opinion, that's not even his like regular repertoire or what he gets into.
That ain't even his normal bag.
See, really, but the thing for me is, I don't, with Kendrick, you expect the unexpected. He doesn't have a box. Kendrick can rap in any form or fashion. So when people go to these, putting him in these certain boxes, it makes no sense to me, because he's hopped on track with multiple people and rapped in so many versatile ways that I wouldn't expect. It's like when I hear Kendrick drop, so for the most part, I can't wait to see what he's about to say, because I know he's going to come with something that may be unorthodox, maybe out the way of what I think he would have came. Or we place a lot of things of how he's supposed to come, because what the way we view it and the way we want to see it, instead of letting him be an artist and keep creating the way he has been. That's why he's pushed the limit so far.
Listen, man, it's a shift. All that brainless, not using your brain music, that shit is out the window. Like, the frequency of the earth has shifted. I don't know how you can't feel it. Maybe you didn't elevate enough to feel it. But Kendrick, he's elevated. And this song is letting you know he felt that shift, and he's pushing that shift into the direction. So it's either you're going to elevate and succeed with everybody else who elevated, or you're going to be stuck down here and the ship is going to pass you by. The ship is going to sail. Your ass is still going to be here at ground zero. So elevate or die. Like, this is that simple. But in other news, it's rumored that Drake turned down the Super Bowl performance 4 times, and he's going to headline the World Cup next year, which is gargantuous. Like, I don't think people understand,
they don't understand
how
soccer,
humongous the World Cup is. Soccer is crazy. I didn't even understand the impact of it until I recently went to Brazil, and I went to a live soccer game.
Stadium crazy.
It was Botafogo versus somebody. All I remember is Botafogo, because the tour guide that we went with, he was a Botafogo fan, showing me his kids, his whole family. Bro, soccer's their religion.
Yeah, it's different.
Soccer's their religion. They will unalive you over their soccer team. Because, you know, in the NFL game, NBA game, the fans are mixed. You might have some away game fans, some away team fans mixed with the... No, not soccer. The away team is over there with security. And all the hometown is here and here. They have to be separated. Mm-hmm. They can't even have bottles or hard cans in the stadium, because they'll get to throwing it at the away people trying to fuck
them up.
And
it's like, it's not like niggas is like, I'm from New York, but I like Bron or this or that. It's like, wherever I'm from, for the most part, that is their favorite team. Like,
because in those type of countries, soccer is the predominant sport. Mm-hmm. They don't have really NFL teams and all that other stuff. So soccer has to be like, nigga, this is what we represent. This is what we standing up for. And it's really international, global. Like, you're not just in the U.S. with NFL teams you have to like. Like, they're really representing their country to the death when it comes to that shit.
Like, it's serious. When you're in that stadium, you feel the ground shaking.
Yeah.
Like, just walking. Bro, they're going crazy just walking into the stadium. They losing their mind. Like, NFL game, you might be a little TD walking in, get your drink, then you turn in. No, they coming in going crazy. Security like, hey, line up one at a time. They rushing the entrance, bulldozing in. You go up this little spiral. I don't even know what the fuck it is. It's supposed to be for cars, but you got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people walking, and they just all chanting the same chant, and the whole experience is like out of body. It was fucking crazy.
What I'll say about Drake performing or turning it down is I could believe it. I mean, there's no proof of it, but I could believe it because people like Cardi B have turned it down. So if she's gotten approached, I'm sure he's gotten approached. What I will say, though, is that bigger is not always better. Like, you could do the World Cup, but Americans really don't care about things outside of America anyway. So when we talk about the NFL, we say we're the greatest football team in the world, even though we only talk about America. So we're very, like, country-based and egotistical in that way. So you could go do the World Cup, but I don't think Americans are going to hold that to the highest regard as compared to a Super Bowl. I don't think so.
That's a great point. The only thing I could look at it is that's a great business move for him, though.
Facts.
To be internationally touring at them places. They'll never forget Drake coming out there and performing for the World Cup. And that's going to be global on TV.
That's a fact.
So that will touch every base. So that's big, though. Shout out to him for that, too.
Man, what's up with the world crashing out on Jay over the Super Bowl performance, man? Everybody's saying, fuck Jay. Jay hating. Jay plotting because of all these different conspiracies. And recently, Jay Electronica jumped out the window. and crashed out on everybody who crashing now. Basically saying, man, y'all pussy. Y'all got all this smoke for Jay. Where y'all smoke for these white execs? These execs who is fucking raping the culture, who's raping us with the streams, who fucking, who've been fucking us over for years in these contracts, and basically pushing poison to the culture. Y'all ain't got no smoke for them. But the second a black man take over the Super Bowl halftime show and got any type of influence, y'all want all the smoke for him. And come to find out, he's not even the reason Wayne ain't performing. Mm-hmm. The hosting city chooses who performs. They give a short list of various artists to perform, and the hosting city decides who they feel is going to be the best. And come to find out, they didn't even, I don't know if they didn't put Wayne on the list, but a lot of people came out for numerous reasons. Mainly speaking, the guy who hosts the Grammys, they booked Wayne for a Grammy performance, and he didn't show up to none of the rehearsals. They didn't know if he was even going to be there. They said he showed up the day of. He jetted on stage.
Damn near the minute of.
The minute of. They're like, Lil Wayne. They're like, oh, shit, we don't even know he's here. Yeah. He run on stage. You feel me? Kick flipping and shit. Do his performance. Kick flip off. And he back in the skate park acting like racism don't exist. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they like, man, we can't chance it with the Super Bowl.
Shout out to Wayne. No, he's for sure one of the GOATs. Shout out to Jay. But this is what people forget. They swear so much that Jay-Z has beef with him. But I know, was it Wayne already had expressed that how much Jay-Z has helped him? And even, what was that? Jay-Z paid off $14 million in tax debt for Wayne? Like, for a nigga that don't fuck with you, ain't too many niggas gonna do that. And we know Jay, what they was complaining about, he didn't want to give, was it $1,000 or something to his family members?
Whatever it was.
So, $1,000 to $5 million.
Exactly. So for a nigga to do that for Wayne, you know what I mean? That's big. Ain't too many niggas just gonna give you $14 million just to pay off your tax debt that you didn't fucked off. And Jay has told Wayne numerous of times, giving him game about being his own brand, about taking a lot of things to the next level himself. So I don't see Jay as a hater in that way. It might be other things behind the scenes that I don't know about. But from my opinion, I don't really see too much. And like you said, he's not the all tale of the end of picking who's to do this shit. Mm-hmm. And Wayne has his own track record. If you're not showing up for work, you're not going to be the suitable person to call on. And this is what people don't understand. Kendrick has a great performance when he gets on that stage. This is what I was trying to tell people last time. Like, people that have watched his shows and done things, they know to expect. He does a lot of theatrics when he performs. To them, that's what they want to see. And not even on top of that, the Not Like Us is big right now, so that's going to sell for the most part.
And what's crazier, they've been pulling up a lot of Wayne recent performances. Yeah,
they've been crazy.
They ain't been looking too good. Yeah. You got a lot of people tweeting Jay-Z like, man, Jay, thank you.
We be holding on to them old, the long dread Wayne. You know what I mean? Right. So we stuck on that. We know what Wayne is about, but then people make it confusing. Like you said, you never know if Kendrick or anybody would have brought him out on top of that, just off a dribble. But what does that look like for Wayne going to fuck with Kendrick if he already chose sides with Drake?
Yeah.
Did he choose sides with Drake?
He said he was standing with Drake.
But Drake, the same nigga who fucked his girl while he was in jail.
I understand.
And Wayne, he acted like,
nah, Wayne
it was
said
cool.
He was hurt.
Then he said, nah, that shit hurt.
Nah, he said it, but he putting bros before hoes like a nigga should. But
man, but fuck all that. I'm in jail. You fucking
nah, certain bitch,
no, this
degree,
is
yeah.
this, no.
What?
I understand all that. What I'm saying is he's like, I'm not going to end this for that, but I probably don't view you the same ever. Mm. No, I won't. You know what I mean? I got real love for you, whatever the case is. You go fuck my bitch while I'm in jail. Yeah, you a snake. I know you slithering, but this is the game. I blame the hoes, too.
I fuck with you, but I keep you at an arm's distance.
Yeah, but you my bro. You supposed to know better than these hoes. I know the hoes going to be hoes, but nigga, I'm in jail.
Look who you talking about. Do he really stand on the same shit niggas stand on? Do he really come from that? I'm just saying.
I'm hearing that's why all these niggas even teamed up like the Thundercats in the first place, because he was fucking all these niggas bitches.
It could have been that, or it's like, yeah, I fuck with you for real. We in the studio, and then next you know, like you said, you backdoing my bitch, or you doing something. You want my bitch DM somebody to fly out.
Drake hits you for a feature, invite you and your girl. Next thing you know, it's just him and your girl in the studio.
Hey, Drake giving you that free feature, but you paying him back with your bitch.
charging interest, man.
What I'll say, though, about everybody getting on Jay is, you know, black people, it's easier for us to, or at least that's how we act, it's easier for us to get on our own, you know? Like, that's just what it seems to be the sentiment in the culture. Because we don't have the smoke, like you said, for the white execs. That really, if you go and look at the Super Bowl history ever since 1993, not many of us have actually performed. I think since Roc Nation has taken over, we've had an increase in rap performances or hip-hop performances.
So let me ask y'all a question. So it's been 11 Super Bowl performances in New Orleans. The day Kendrick decides to headline, why is there so much smoke?
Why are you niggas hating on the West?
No, this is what I'm asking.
I'm going to tell you
why. Hasn't it been so much smoke after all these New Orleans Super Bowls?
And I'm going to actually dispel this rumor. They feel like that because the Super Bowl 2 years ago that was in L.A., you had Dr. Dre and you had Snoop headlining. Yeah. You had the West Coast headlining the West Coast Super Bowl. So now they think that that's the trend, which if you go back in Super Bowl history, that's not the trend.
But they
don't just pick whose city it is and get artists from that
city. But even on top of that, Eminem was the headline. Eminem said, I'm not doing this unless you bring this person. I'm not doing it unless you bring this person. So
exactly. It wasn't
them niggas held each other down. Yeah.
Super Bowl, because M was there. He's from Detroit. 50 was there. He's from New York. So it was a mixed Super Bowl, but simply because Dr. Dre and Snoop are the two
biggest,
most notable names in hip hop, and they're actually from the West. It made it look like it was a West Coast themed Super Bowl.
I mean, really, bro did come out, crip walk, throw up.
What do you? But that, he do that. That's Snoop. But that's Snoop. Come on, cause he's been doing that. Everybody know him from that. So it don't matter what he did. People love Snoop for who he is. So he's one of the people that's able to transition from the gangster to family man to everything else. Nigga, he's doing shit with Martha Stewart. Snoop can't do no wrong in America's eyes. They love that nigga.
He's just doing side quests at this point. Like, anytime you turn the TV on, Snoop doing something.
Niggas at the Olympics.
Girl playing video games, going crazy on the kids. Yeah. Exactly.
Snoop
is just a real icon, man.
I think overall, though, yeah, Kendrick is a better performer, like you said. I mean, when you look at the pop out showcased his ability to remember lyrics, right? His ability to have breath control, crowd control, really just even to just be that good of a performer. So I think that it does showcase. And then also he's had a couple other performances that I did remember and had to go back to where he was really killing it. So I think him compared to Wayne right now, it's an easy.
He's a great performer too. They just brought up a lot of bullshit. Couple performances that he did something probably for the quick bag. Yeah, the WWE shit. Wayne is a great performer also. I think it's about the reliability of taking a chance on Wayne that the people behind that is not willing to take when they know Kendrick is gonna come up there, maybe sober mind. He's gonna be on time. He's gonna be at rehearsals. Wayne feel like I'm Wayne, nigga. I'm gonna show up and show out when I get there.
If we had Wayne with the shants and no shirt with the Vans on, you know what I mean, and a double cup, that Wayne, it might be different than the Wayne we got.
Wayne
now.
Catalog is so long though. Yeah. He can go on some shit, but they probably looking at it too. Like, is that gonna attract the same audience if you using old music?
So you know what's crazy? I actually was thinking about this that I think that even though Kendrick will have a better performance, when you look at the demographic of who's going to the Super Bowl, I would assume it's more so people from maybe the age of like 28 to 30, 40 something years old, where they're probably going to know a Millie or Lollipop or some shit like that more than they might know.
Are you going to hear Lollipop at the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not
fucking Lollipop at no
Super
Bowl.
But I'm saying that the age demographic might gravitate to those songs more because that's when they were kids or they were teenagers.
I don't think niggas want to hear a Millie.
Nobody want to hear that, man. I'm a Wayne fan. I don't want to hear a Millie. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Megan Good, though.
Oh, yeah, she doing
God's work. It's reported she's paying all of Jonathan Majors' bills, including child support for his daughter and $75,000 for his dog training. Crazy work. Round of applause. Because that's an MVP move. In the era where women is milking men dry, she need a round of applause for that. And speaking of child support, Tyrese got arrested over his child support, and they saying they not releasing bro until he pays like $73,000.
Cug got out already.
He was tweeting.
He got out?
Yeah, he out.
Some WNBA
talking about
player.
She debt pay, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But that's wild how they can arrest
talking
a
about
man
you ain't getting out until you
unpaid
pay.
Unpaid child support, but a woman can just... She can just abandon her baby freely, debt free.
She could drop him off at the fire station.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she did the best, was best for her. It's all good. But a man doing what's best for him, he's criminalized. And this is another reason why y'all need to stay the fuck up out the courtrooms, getting married up under the man system. You want to get married, do it the old fashioned way. Do it under you, her, him, and God. That's like, it.
At the end of the day, though, at the end of the day, we know what come with these bitches. So for him to be that age and act like he's not aware after going through several marriages or however many he dealt with, you should know all this. And on top of that, niggas done gave you game. You sat there and said 50 done told you and warned you, nigga. So at some point, we got to hold these niggas accountable too. You know what I'm saying? Because you should know better. You're the bag. You're doing all this. You leading with the bag. We say this shit all the time. You lead with the bag. That's what she coming for. The bag dry up. It's over. Anything start, you start doing some bullshit, that bitch is ready to collect, nigga. It's like you said, perfect example with T.O. Nigga, 3 days later, white bitch milked him.
My nigga T.O. <Nigga, yeah. laughs>
Like, this shit crazy. It's examples time and time again, examples of what not to do. Bitches can say whatever they want, but this is why niggas don't want to get married. They complain about marriages, but we see why most women are in marriages, especially when it comes to these niggas with money. If you on the West and you rich, it ain't really no point to. Not in this day and age, unless you go find you a virgin somewhere. Other than that, that shit ain't worth it at all.
Yeah, it's over with. That marriage shit, yeah, that's a wrap. At your own risk. Do it at your own risk. But between social media and the feminism programming, it's not looking too promising for any man of any type of value to go get married in a courthouse where women are weaponizing child support, they're weaponizing alimony, they're weaponizing divorce, they're weaponizing your own children against you. Like, it's really disgusting out here, and something needs to be done about this with this whole presidential race shit going on. That's a topic that is getting swept under the rug that we ain't talking about enough. Men getting raped, excuse me, I gotta stop saying that word for they demonetize us. Men getting raped in family court. I financially raped.
I wanna say this though, it's a small percentage. Shout out to the real women, but I think like people need to go take examples from people that's not more so, their relationships are not fronted in the limelight. People like Denzel. I just seen, what was that, the nigga Morris Chestnut. I didn't even know he was married that long. And his shit, you don't hear no flack from niggas like him. Them the people, Tyrese, you need to be hollering at. Because the niggas like the thugs, even though 50 told you, you ain't going to listen to him. Go listen to them type of dudes. Take them examples. Keep your shit as much out the air. I tell people all the time, y'all keep airing out all y'all shit, and then y'all letting the world attack it, and now you looking crazy in front of the world.
Hey, quick question, man. This ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Do y'all approach women in the gym?
It depends.
I have, for sure.
Yeah, I have. It depends if she looking. Like, if she's looking, then, yeah, if she positions herself, then I might say something. I might, you know. But it all depends. Today, in today's time, you got to really, like, damn near, she got to, like, feel me, really look for me to go talk to her. Because now girls, is, you know what I mean, they'll give you all the signs. Then you go up, and then they act like they wasn't giving you all the signs. So you got to pick and choose. But I'll do it if I feel like the signs are there.
I be buffing most of the time. A nigga be focused. So when a nigga really in there, you know, like, you know, like, you know, nah, you know, like, I know they already hawking anyway for the most part. But like you said, sometimes you, what's where you going with your question before I keep going?
Well, I gotta be going somewhere.
Yeah, know? Nah, cause you asked if we approach. Okay,
not
yes,
really
if we approach.
Because the climate of the world now, if you read comments about women who gym, or you're up on how they're using TikTok to use men for content. Like, oh my God, look at this creep looking at me. Look at this guy watching me. And 99% of the time, the guy might take a quick glance to get back in his workout, or he just briefly walked through the camera that she set up in front of the dumbbells. He's trying to get a dumbbell. She's like, oh, this creep walked through to look at me. Basically, women are coming to the gym basically naked. Pussy out, ass out, shorts way up to here, the ass cheeks hanging out the bottom, titties bouncing everywhere. It's like soft porn. And then they're expecting guys not to approach them or look. It's quite insane to me. I think these women are mentally ill because they're in there making OnlyFans content. They're in there making thirst trap content. And then when a man falls for the thirst trap, they want to villainize the guy. So you'll have a woman doing everything Kylie's saying. She's giving you the look. She's giving you the sign. She's doing fucking deadlifts in front of the damn stairs or in front of the treadmill where you running at. And if you go approach her, oh, I got a boyfriend, or oh, don't bother me. I'm in this, like, you know, doing that type of shit to dudes. Like, I done seen females wild out on some dude, make a big ass scene, embarrass dude, and this bitch is walking around asshole naked in this motherfucker. Like, you can see her lips moving on every exercise. Like, the bitch purposely came to be seen. You know when a bitch come to be seen and when a chick's not trying to get bothered. When they come in, they got the big hoodie on, they got the long t-shirt on, they don't want their ass out. You know, like, okay, she's trying to be reserved. But I'm talking about they coming in two-piece, look like bathing suits.
Those girls, though,
see,
like,
but most times,
don't bother me.
Nah, but most times, you should already know not to code approach them because you're feeding their ego. You're exactly. giving that attention needle. So sometimes for me, I won't even pay attention. Yeah, because I'm focused anyway. But yeah, it's good. I ain't gonna lie. Most of the times it's good to look at. But just to be sitting there hawking, some niggas do be in there sitting on the machines like creeps.
Wilding,
though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
I done had to tell a few niggas to get up because you just
more
sitting
sets
here.
You got left, nigga. You, like, damn,
I look to the left, look to the right. Oh, it's the bitch he's staring at. All right, bro. You done? How many more sets you got, nigga? Because yeah. I'm finna get mine in and get on. So I do understand. But 9 times out of 10, like you said, all they gonna say is, "Well, we can't wear what we want without niggas being creeps." You know what the fuck you doing? But at the same time, if you're a nigga that they want you to approach, they're not gonna do all that. It's just 9 times out of 10 they gonna play niggas because too many niggas is doing the same thing. Too many niggas is thirsty.
Ladies, yeah,
they like to say how many men they turn down in a day.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that it really is. And those be the women that really be wanting a man the most. So it's like,
no, that's facts.
That's kind of why you gotta just, you know, pick your battles on that, because them, I hate men. Girls be the girls that want dick the most, like, or really be looking for a man the most, and that's what feeds their ego, for sure.
Because I was going to ask, what is the proper way to cold approach a woman in the gym? Because a lot of guys, they don't know how. They pick the wrong time, bitch in the middle of her set. He trying to talk to her while she's squatting,
crazy,
trying to talk to her while she's on the treadmill. So it's like, what's the perfect time to cold approach a woman at the gym, in your opinion?
It's crazy.
I got a few tactics. If
you really think she's solid, you're going if you really think she's solid, you're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to watch her a little bit. That might sound crazy, but you're gonna have to watch her a little bit and wait for the right time. Maybe wait till she's leaving or she's cooling down. She's cooling down, or she's on her way to the bathroom or the water fountain, something like that.
What's the nigga from you?
Oh, Joe Goldberg.
Yeah, you want some Joe Goldberg shit. This nigga in the parking lot, drinking coffee, watching what time she come in.
They gonna really think you're stalking the
air. Oh, God, that's Collie and Creep. Hey, nah, but I feel like you can cold approach. It's just how you do it. If you make a scene, automatically it's bad, because she might really want to give you some action, but she also might want to give the next nigga some action too and don't want to be spotted giving you some action. So you got to be kind of incognito with the way you cold approach. Don't go up, "Oh, hey, how you doing?" Make a big ass scene where she got to take her headphones off and you sitting there trying to hold a full blown convo in the middle of a workout. You got to be in and out like a bank job. Like, I done perfected this. I'm not going to give the secret out. Y'all got to pay for that sauce.
That nigga crazy.
Yeah, come on.
Y'all got to DMV out and pay for that sauce. But the sun is a good spot to catch them. In the parking lot's a good spot, but only in the daytime. Don't be trying to follow a bitch to her car at night on some creeper shit. I got a few tactics to where you could cold approach at the gym while they on the treadmill, while they on the stairs, and it's very, very effective. But again, you also got
to... Thinking, wow,
it's very, very effective.
It's very effective. But you also got to be that guy, like bro said. It's like the old saying goes, if you the guy they want, everything you say is golden. Everything you say is funny. If you the guy they don't want, everything you say is harassment.
Over with.
So you got to be that guy at the same time.
You need to know if you that guy.
But ladies, stop coming to the gym naked and not expecting us to look, not expecting us to approach. You set them thirst trap. 100% dudes is going to go for the trap. It may not always be the man you want, but it's going to happen. And don't be the bitch that's coming like and doing like Kylie said to stroke your ego about how many niggas you turned down. Then you go home on the gram and you posting couple goals all fucking day like a loser.
Sometimes y'all got to kill it thirst. Sometimes don't even approach them.
That's
keep going there. Keep getting your money. 9 times out of 10. Most of these women they strategic. You know what I'm saying? You could be working out. Next thing you know, you done moved to a whole other machine. Now the bitch coming over there working out where you working out at. You move to another machine, she over there again. Now you know you ain't tripping. So 9 times out of 10, they going to throw their own choosing signals at you.
Stay focused, niggas. Yeah. Lock in. But, hey, I'm telling you, the gym, that's prime real estate right there. So you really just got to get comfortable with being turned down. I mean, at this point in life, if you're anywhere near the ages of us, you should already be comfortable with that. That should already be a norm. Yeah. It should really be nothing. It's on to the next. On my Boomhauer shit, King. Oh, shout out my King of the Hill fans. You got to be on your Boomhauer shit. Just on to the next, on to the next, on to the next. Shout out Boomhauer, man.
God, trying to go viral. Wow.
Rusty Shackelford, if you know, you fucking know. But, man, we got to talk about...
Who your mans?
The elephant in the room. Who's
that? Who, Plies?
Nah, fuck him. We'll get to him later. I'm on him. The motherfucking presidential debate.
Yeah, that Kamala, all that presidential debate shit. It's the Roman fucking circus, cuz. This shit is on goofy time. Trump ain't got not a scratch on that motherfucker. This bitch they saying wearing ear pods with recordings telling her what the fuck to say. This shit is crazy, man. Listen, they live is all I'm gonna say, man. They live. Put your glasses
just
on, man.
And right off the dribble, they said Trump won the coin toss like this was Monday Night Football or something. I said, hold on, what the? Did they have a coin toss? This gotta be a joke. They had a coin toss like this was a real sports event. And it was real weird because they had no live audience. Not only did they not have a live audience, it felt like a real 3v1. It felt like it was Kamala and the two moderators versus Trump. Because every point Trump made, the moderator made sure to not only push back on it, made him go into super detail. And was trying to refute what he was saying instead of just letting him answer his question and then go back to Kamala. It was try to make Trump look like he lied, then go to Kamala. But then when Kamala answered, they just let her get anything off.
She never even went back.
The fact checkers just pulled up 21 lies that she told. Mm-hmm. 21.
He fact checked her more than they did.
And especially the one with the gun control, because they brought up the videos with her saying that shit about how they need to be seizing all the guns and stuff like that.
So, right, and look, I'm going to go down the list. So they started asking about the economy. Mm-hmm. They asked, is the economy better now? Kamala completely
ignored it,
disregards the question, and immediately talks about her plans for the future economy. She ignored what's going on with the economy now and immediately gave a short, brief answer on what she's going to do for the economy, and then immediately fired shots at Trump. Saying, oh, well, this is what Trump's going to do, and this is how Trump's going to basically fuck over the American people. Never not once did she address the economy right now. Trump had to keep constantly addressing it.
She actually, when they asked her that question, she didn't even start off with the $6,000 tax credit or the $50,000 tax deduction for the small businesses. Her first words were, I grew up in a middle-class home or some shit like that. Like, what does that have to do with how the economy is right now?
Which, so, that got fact checked. That was a lie. She grew up with a rich, it said, Canadian background family. Like, she grew up.
Her dad's a professor, yes.
So. Well off. So she didn't grow up middle class. Then when it was on Trump directly addressed the question. He directly addressed how bad the economy is, how people can't afford basic things like groceries or gas. He then goes on to talk about the tariffs he placed on China, how that was helping, and they're trying to basically fuck that over. And then he talked about the migrants basically destroying the country right now, taking jobs. They're getting free government assistance. They're basically getting all the money that American citizens should be getting. They're getting all the aid that American citizens should be getting. He constantly talked about the migrants. She constantly ignored that fact.
Did y'all see that thing? I believe it was on Joe Rogan where they was talking about, I guess the migrants or whatever they is was going across the border and they was getting paid $2,000 to come back, I guess, every time they came. And the dude Finesse went back four times, made $8,000 in a month. They was like basically finessing them. People started looking like, damn, can the U.S. do that now? Can we start going back across and getting paid for it?
Yeah, I think
the crazy part about the economy, too, was that some of the tariffs that Trump placed when he was in office, the Democrats are still using right now to this day. So that was also like a 100% like smack in the face almost to say, like, what Trump is doing for the economy is still working. Meanwhile, the Democrats are in office. Do you get what I'm saying? And so that to me showed that, like, what he's saying and what he's done for the economy obviously is better than what they've done because they haven't even gotten rid of some of the things he's placed.
And what's wild is Kamala blamed the bad economy on Trump, falsely claimed he's trying to implement Project 2025, mm-hmm. which he already addressed multiple times. He has nothing to do with. He didn't even read this shit. But as you pointed out, some of the tariffs that he placed, they're still using. And then they even asked her, hey, what about these tariffs that y'all still using?
Yeah.
Immediately, she starts throwing personal jabs at Trump, which turned out to be a trend all night. If you ever been to family court and you ever sat in the court and you had a man sitting there where he has his receipts, he has text messages, he's talking about directly what he's doing with his kids and the scheduling, and then you have the bitter baby mama just throwing shots at him. Well, his new bitch ain't this, and yeah, he's in the gang, and he's blah, blah, blah. It's never about the direct topic of what's going on as far as family court would be the children. It's never about that. It's usually the bitter baby mama taking direct shots at the man, and this is what it felt like. It was Kamala, the bitter baby mama, taking shots at Trump instead of directly addressing the questions. She never directly answered any questions all night. All she did was play on the emotions of women all fucking night. That's all she did.
Everybody, really. She played on the ignorance of everybody because, you know, that believes in the left, because she mentioned Project 2025 multiple times, and he debunked that multiple times. But, you know, most people's votes are already set in stone, what they're going to be. Like, regardless of the debates or whatever the case is, people are already decided on who they want. And the reason why you know that is because during the debate, both of them expose themselves as liars and hypocrites, but people are making excuses for their favorite. You know what I mean? Trump, for instance, somebody who is super duper big on, you know, keeping the border safe. He actually denied a border bill that would have put 1,500 extra agents on the border. So when you have a stance that he has on immigration, that's a head scratch when it's like, why did you not approve that bill? You know what I mean? So there's things that both of them did that exposed them as liars and hypocrites, although you still have their undying fan bases that are going to support regardless.
Because all these motherfuckers on the same team. That's why I don't care about this politics shit. It's just like motherfuckers when they go to court. You go into court with these lawyers and these DAs that's fighting against each other in court, but 9 times out of 10, they're going to go have lunch after and talk about what we finna do with this case. They're not really fighting for you. They're fighting to see who gets paid this time and who's going to get the bag next time. That's why a lot of this shit is really, it really don't make no sense, because it's a fucking circus act and they got the world distracted with it.
Even abortion, like the one thing that I say about Kamala was she was trying to make it like, bring it back to Roe versus Wade, which that's already been taken out. Now it's on a state level where the state decides if, you know, abortions, when you're going to be able to abort, how late, if you're going to be able to or not, which, in my opinion, is better than it being something federal, because if you live here and that's how your state wants to operate, then that's what it should be anyway, I think, in my opinion. So she was trying to make it seem as if Trump was,
he was against it
when he was just more so just saying, I'm against it being on a federal level because I don't really care to decide this shit. If Georgia want to do this, if Florida want to do that, y'all handle it.
Let them control that.
Yeah, y'all handle that on your own.
And that's what I mean by she played on women's emotions because she kept passionately saying no government should have control over a woman's body. Mm-hmm. Her body, her choice. And we all know women going to go crazy the second they hear that. And I'm sitting there scratching my head like, what about the man in the picture? You know it takes two people to make a child. So, yeah, we're going to give the woman all the rights because whatever she decides to do with her body is her choice because that's what's best for her. So what about when a man does what he feels is best for him? Oh, he gets locked up like Tyrese for unpaid child support.
and then,
the direct contradiction
but,
to that?
But we got
to go kill a baby because that's what's best for you. But if a man say, hey, this ain't financially best for me, I don't really want it. And she say, I still want it. She could put you on child support, and you will go to jail until you pay it. That's fucking ridiculous.
It's double standards to everything that we know in life, and niggas just, them is one of the things you're just going to have to fucking accept. Mm. The man is never going to have more control than a woman does. The same way, if a woman wants to have a baby and a man doesn't, and then now he's on child support and you created a deadbeat father, not making an excuse for the father, but if the man wants to keep the baby and the woman doesn't want it, she's able to get rid of it. That's just what it's going to be. True. You know what I'm saying? So it's always going to be double standards when it comes to that. That's like a never-ending situation.
And you're right to play on the emotion things of abortion, too. What she was doing was bringing up those outlying scenarios, right?
Oh, the worst case. We know that already. Abortion, yeah.
Which was crazy because
she said incest, the father raping the daughter.
And then on top of that, if you look at what, for instance, Reagan or Trump was agreeing with, they were agreeing with abortion is okay under those circumstances. So she was, to me, shooting her foot off by even trying to bring that up to debunk whatever he was saying, because it's like he never said that under, if under those circumstances it would be illegal. He's on, he said under those circumstances it's 100% going to be legal.
He also pointed, Trump also pointed out how Biden actually got like 14 million votes and she got none, but yet he gets kicked out and now she's running. So he's basically saying all this shit was set up from the go, and he pointed out that Biden actually hate this bitch. Y'all don't know, but on the low, he don't even like this bitch. This is all set up. She didn't get any votes. She don't have no support. All her rallies is fake as fuck. They busting people in, paying people to create a certain image and make it look like something is not, and pushing a certain narrative because she took a shot at his rallies going, oh, people are leaving early and go to some of his rallies. You're like, bitch, the people at my rallies is really showing up because they fuck with me. People at your rallies, you busting in and paying them and photoshopping photos and this and that. And it's just, it's fucking ridiculous, man. It's, but the kill shot for me was she made all these promises about vote for me. This is what I'm going to do when I get in office. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I promise you this. I promise you that. And Trump was like, you've been in office the past 3 years.
You the vice president.
What the fuck have you, why are you not doing this right now currently? Why don't you leave this debate and go do everything that you're saying you're going to do? Because you're in the office now. Matter of fact, is Biden even the president?
Yeah,
basically insinuating that this bitch is damn near the president now. Because where the fuck is Biden? We ain't seen him since he got
since
the
that
boot.
Shit, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga been gone. He been gone.
That's basically what's really what's going on.
And even that, like, you know, they won't, they won't arrest her or bring any charges for it. But come on now, how you think she was able to run that campaign or run a campaign right now? In my opinion, I think that they transferred all them campaign funds from him to her. You know what I mean?
But because they're basically showing us time and time again, even when we speak on votes and all that shit don't matter. If Biden got put down, he don't even have to be in the back seat at none of these rallies or nothing. Cub fell off the face of the earth. They threw somebody in the front now. She's representing the country basically right now. Like Trump said, who's the face of it right now? She's out there representing Biden, so technically she's the next person up. So now we're seeing it without no votes, without nothing. It don't matter. She's fighting for a position that basically was just handed to her.
And what's wild is no one else is questioning where Biden is or what's Biden doing, because he's still in office. So although they're having this debate about the future, y'all forgetting about the present, about the now. What are they doing right now? What the fuck is Biden doing right now?
They're going to say he's recovering. I think that's strategic. Now that y'all say that, I feel like that is actually the reason why Kamala hasn't really been outside up until the debate, because the more she's outside, the more people are going to ask, where's Biden? So I feel like that's probably one of the reasons she has been low-key as well. I really wonder where bro is, though. Like, what?
They going to say recovering from health problems.
Like, what the fuck is he doing?
Like, Trump was basically alluding to, man, he half dead. He a damn zombie. He don't even know if he alive right now. He don't even probably know he is the damn president right now, which is actually ridiculous, because while we debating about the future president, nobody got smoke for the president now. The economy's fucked right now. What are y'all going to do right now?
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
They feel like it's over with right now. They already accepted this term is up.
Another thing, that's a gift and a curse about Trump is he brought up, you know, the immigrants in Ohio eating animals and the way they coming over. Right. He brought up some other things, too. The only thing that sucks about that is that in that kind of realm where they're so quick to fact check, it looks like it's false. You know what I mean? But we know that a lot of things that break on social media are deemed false right away and then later on become or come out as true. And I feel like it's unfortunate that he was put in a bad spot, I want to say, because what he was saying, a lot of us have seen on social media, but by the time the Dems or whoever you want to call it catch up, the debate already a week, 2 weeks over. So he gets stuck with being a liar in those instances when he was telling the truth.
Y'all got to realize these fact checkers are paid by people to push agendas.
Yeah.
You forgot about COVID when people was talking about the jab and the negative effects and all of that got fact checked to be false and propaganda. And then 4 years later, everything that was fact checked to be false has turned out to be true. So you can't always go off of that, because that is still ran by people who are paid by people who push agendas. If you have real people in the community saying, my fucking dog and my cat is gone, these motherfuckers are chopping them up in parking lots. They're going to the pond and getting the ducks and the geese and shit out the pond, chopping their necks off and walking in the streets. And y'all say, that ain't happening. And then they're recording dude walking in the street with a fucking duck
yeah.
and a fucking geese. Or they're recording the bitch in the parking lot chopping up a cat. I mean, who you gonna believe?
Yeah.
The fact checkers or the fucking people that's actually recording
but,
this
but
shit?
But at the end of the day, like you said, cuz they led this shit with a coin toss. They showing you dead plain sight. It's a fucking game to them. They're showing you. They would never show you the inside of the White House and what's really going on. If they're supposed to be for us as a people, they want to know everything but we doing in our fucking homes, in your house, your social security, anything that goes down the line, but you don't want to know shit about the government but what they tell you they want you to know. So all this shit is bullshit to me. That's why I'm like, cuz, this shit really making a nigga mad now. Cause it's
definitely
like,
the Roman circus.
It's crazy, and you see it in real time. And when you're aware of it in real time, and people gonna call me crazy for even saying this shit, but y'all being programmed every fucking day they get on them damn debates.
Nah, facts. I think the debate, if they do another one, it needs to be a third party fact checker, somebody that has nothing to do with ABC, CNN, none of the right or left movements, and then they need to ask them better questions, bro, because them questions that they asked was bullshit. Like, it was really a... It didn't make no sense. Like,
they kept drilling her about the Obamacare and shit.
Yeah, and or just like, and her questions was easy, and she when she didn't answer them, they didn't even like put no pressure on them to answer them. If she didn't, they would actually ask her the question again. Like, it
like
was,
they did Trump. Like,
it was crazy.
Not and like basically, this is how I feel. They need to be talking to the people.
Mm.
Fuck these moderators. I don't give a fuck what a moderator got to ask. Why are you having a presidential debate about the world, about the economy, about America with no Americans there to be able to ask direct questions? You need people who are actually living here, paying bills, paying taxes, to be able to address the people that we pay taxes to be in these positions.
That's a smart idea.
Why the fuck are you talking to a moderator? Fuck this dude.
Because I believe.
Fuck this bitch.
They we already
need real
prompt.
People there.
Yeah,
I mean, we know it's compromised. We know they want to control the narrative. But this is why I say this shit's all rigged. Because why do y'all not want people there? So the second that y'all start veering off track and not answering the questions, the people can be like, hold on, wait a minute. I ain't even asked you that shit. Stick on topic. What about this? What are y'all going to do about this now? Because you in office now. She can't dance around that. With angry Americans who's paying $5 for gas, who's paying $7 for a carton of eggs, who's spending $400 at the groceries that got half a fucking shopping cart full. You can't dance around them questions with them type of people there. And they know that. That's why they don't want any people there, because you'll see the bullshit. You'll see the lies. We can call them out on their lies live on the spot. We don't got to sit on podcasts to debate about it. We can be right there calling them out on their lies. And what's up with them earrings? They saying that was
that's what I said.
The earrings that she had.
But even
the
then,
new joints.
Even on top of all that.
Well, with the speakers in
on
them.
Top of all that, they don't give a fuck. Michael Jackson been told y'all ass. They don't give a fuck. This is why they ain't asking you shit, nigga. They using you for views to watch them. They don't give a fuck what you think or talking about. They gonna do what the fuck they wanna
That's
do.
A fact,
at the end of the day, they're gonna push their own thing. They're not having meetings about the world with no fucking Americans. They're using y'all as a game. This is a video game for them. Get the votes and shit. Yeah, I'll beat you and all that. They going right back in the same fucking buildings and discussing whatever the fuck they want to do to manipulate us as a people.
And what's wild is they just had the 9/11 ceremony, and Trump went shook her hand and said, yeah, you did a good job. She said, oh, yeah, yeah. So like bro said, bro, it's two sides of the same coin. It's two wings on the same bird. Democrat, Republican. Neither one of them give a fuck about you. They're all working for the super rich, not even the rich. They're working for the super rich, and they're using the migrants to keep you super broke. So now you fighting amongst broker people than you while they're getting richer, the same way they did in COVID when the vax was fighting with the unvax, and the vax said, oh, you ain't human, and you need to be locked up and this and that. And now them same stupid motherfuckers is having strokes, heart attacks, they falling out, blood clots. Like, oh, they can't have kids, they going blind, all type of shit. But y'all was the same people telling the freedom fighters, the black sheeps, the ones with the tinfoil hats on who questioned shit, that they need to go to jail for not injecting themselves with poison. And now look at you stupid fucks. Y'all doing the same shit again.
And the most important thing for black people, right? Everybody watched that debate. You watched the whole hour, 50 minutes. Black people was not brought up the whole time.
Not one time.
So that says it right there as well. Like, again... they had nothing. They had no solutions for us. There was no questions for us whatsoever. So we really shouldn't be voting for two people.
She wasn't talking about no green beans, cornbread, or no cabbage.
Yeah, what happened to all that shit? What happened to all that shit? Yeah.
It don't even matter. It's just at the end of the day, I really don't like care for none of that shit. But it's like, do y'all really want a fucking bitch running the damn country? Or y'all think she's running the country? It makes no damn sense. That's what he was saying too. Like, they don't respect you. Fuck, that's why you need me. He was going in on their ass though.
He was saying,
he was talking about how weak they is, all that type of shit.
He was sending pictures of dude's house to him, like, yeah. Just,
why you sitting in my house?
Yeah, like,
yeah, you
just
figure
know
it out. Yeah. Y'all snipe somebody else and you gonna figure it out real fast, like, while I'm sending pictures of y'all. Stop playing.
That's some basically
shit saying
like
none
that
of this would have happened if he was still in office. He said they sent her to go talk to Putin to try to alleviate everything that was going on over there. Second she got on the plane, Putin pushed the button.
Like, oh, the fuck?
Man, send the truth.
Y'all playing with y'all me. Y'all gonna disrespect me sending this bitch to talk to me?
You gonna send this little 5'3 bitch who cooking greens in the bathtub over here to fucking talk to me? Is you crazy? Man, send the truth. The fuck you mean? But yeah, man, y'all just need to pay more attention to what's going on around you. All this shit is a circus act. They started with a coin toss. Who starts with coin tosses?
Yeah,
the crazy NFL. It's a game. You want to kick or receive? All this shit is a game.
Jump ball.
You know what I'm saying? They playing in your face. They did not allow you at the debates. They clown Meek Mill. Meek Mill like, man, this shit finna be lit. Where do I get tickets? They're like, you dumb fuck, ain't no tickets.
Young Jock said really, that too.
Really, you should be like, damn, Meek, you is right. Where the tickets? Why we can't be in attendance? You talking about the country we live in and pay taxes in, but we can't be present?
It's so crazy you say that because Revolt News had a, which is like a black-owned news company, they had a watch party for the presidential debate, and Young Jock was there, and he literally said that. He said, everybody my age was rushing to watch this debate. He turned around and he was like, this is like the new club. Like, that's literally what he said. This shit is like the new club. And I think that speaks to it, of the game that they're playing in the circus it is. A lot of us is really just going to watch and shoot the shit and give our little opinion. But again, it's like we're really not in control of shit.
Now, they're playing on people's hope. The economy is so fucked up that people are running to see and hoping that something is going to fucking change until they get slapped in the face after this fucking presidential election is over and realize ain't shit going to be no different unless you change it yourself. So 9 times out of 10, that's what I believe. They plan on people hope, people running to these camera screens and running to these TV screens hoping that the president that they believing in is going to do this or say that, and they ain't coming with none of that shit. They telling lies to everybody.
And Trump, I seen your ear, big dog. You ain't get hit with no AR.
That's why I said.
Stop the fucking cap. So all y'all who was out there, oh my God, Trump's a gangster. He survived assassination attempt. You showed me where his ear looked like it got hit with a bullet or anything.
And if anybody know getting shot, you're going to have some type of permanent scar. It's going to be regardless if it's a flesh wound or a piece of the ear came off or just a dark mark. And he's pink as I don't know what.
Listen, so Holyfield got bit in the ear and his ear was never the same. You got hit with an AR-15 and
your
ear just rejuvenated like Wolverine, nigga. Like, come on, cuz. If y'all don't see what's going on by now, y'all never will.
They're gonna say he healed quick.
Behold the pale horse, man. Get that book. Y'all tap in. Y'all got any final words, man? I gotta get this workout in. I gotta go eat.
I feel you. No, that's it, man.
Don't say no more, that's man. Cool, I thought y'all was gonna get on y'all boy, but
Yeah.
Nah, we can kill that.
Cause I'm gonna get on flies, man. Go fucking goofy. Y'all share, like, subscribe to the channel. Smash that like button. Smash that share button. Leave them comments. Get us in the algorithm. Matter of fact, we already in the algorithm. Keep us in the algorithm. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Support the Tapped In,
that we
man.
Hear. And stop saying the West Coast don't have no podcast that discuss nothing other than gangbanging, because that's a motherfucking lie.
Yeah, that's cap. Because
we here. That's cap. The viral way. Bang.
From the ground up, in the streets looking harder than a fat nut. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitch a bang though, they do a lane though. Niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shack.